சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 3 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 1. அர்ஜுன உவாச்ச ஜாயசி சேத் கர்மணஸ்தே மதா புத்திர் ஜனார்தன தத் கிம் கர்மணி கோரே மாம் நியோஜயசி கேசவம் வ்யாமிஶ்ரேணேவ வாக்யேன புத்திம் மோஹயசீவ மே ததேகம் வத நிஸ்தித்ய யேன ஶ்ரேயோஹமப்னுயாம் ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச்சம் லோகேஸ்மின் விவிதா நிஷ்டம் புரா ப்ரோக்தா மயானகம் ஞான யோகேன சாங்க்யானாம் கர்ம யோகேன யோகினாம். ஒன் ஆஃப் த மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் சாதனா பிரிஸ்கிரைப்டு பை அவர் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் இஸ் கர்மயோகா. அவர் பகவத்கீதா 18 சாப்டர்ஸ் are divided into six chapters. First 6 chapters, middle 6 chapters, and last 6 chapters. Each group of 6 chapters called Shatkamman. Prathama Shatkam, first 6 chapters. Madhyama Shatkam, middle 6 chapters. And Charama Shatkam, the last 6 chapters. The sadhanas prescribed in Vedas, that in our scriptures, Upanishads, broadly divided into 3 sadhanas. Sadhana means a means, a tool, through which a person can achieve something. Person can attain, person can reach his goal. That is called means, M-E-A-N-S, a means sadhana. Just like our vehicle, just as you use your vehicle to go to a place, a destination, it is a sadhana for you. Just for writing, pen is a sadhana for you. The purpose of writing, the writing is the, you want to write something, that is your goal, writing. What is the sadhanam? Simple, pen is the sadhanam, pencil is the sadhanam, so that I can write. To see if I have any eye problem, suppose I am not able to see, short sight, long sight is there. I use a means to see objects. What is that means? Upanetram, that is spectacles. It is also a means to see, to read. So you use that tool as a means to get something, to attain something. So writing, seeing, to read, a vehicle you use to travel, to reach some destination. That is called means. Like that, for a human being also, there are goals to attain. Just as you use small, small means in your life, for human life also, to attain the highest goal, Shastra prescribes three types of means. First, start with one means and reach some destination. Then take another means and go to another destination. Then take final means. Like if you want to go to a long distance, first you take a train, then that is so village, you have to take another bus, there is no train route, so you take bus. From there, after bus also you have to go to your house again, bus will not stop in front of your house. Again you have to take auto or some rickshaw. So you have used to reach your house, how many means you have used? Train, bus and a auto or rickshaw to reach your house. Three transports you have used. Like that, for life journey also, a person want to achieve the highest goal. The highest goal is peace, that is called moksha, where you feel totally tranquil, total satisfaction, total completeness, total ananda. For that goal, three means Shastra gives. First, like train transport madri, karma yoga transport, transportation, karma yoga. This is called jiva yatra, life journey. Life journey ki karma yoga is the first transportation, is a means. Then like a bus, second transportation is called upasana yoga. This is karma yoga, first means like a train, then second transportation like means is upasana yoga. That comes from 7th chapter to 12th chapter. Then comes the third transportation like auto rickshaw madri veetu varaku ponume adu veedu na nama veedu vandachi na train will not come up to your house, even bus cannot take you there, only auto can take. But train is so big, bus is small, auto is more small. But which is useful to reach our house? All three are important. What you use finally? Auto. Then auto is like a jnana yoga. It serves like a jnana yoga to your jiva yatra, to reach that veedu, namma veedu. Tamilalla veedu anna moksham. Veedu anna moksham anna. Adhikadha namma veetukku namma vandha udane nimmadiya irukum. Wherever you go, even 5-star hotels also you don't feel comfortable. நம்ம வீட்டுக்கு வந்து கீழே படுத்துட்டா கூட நன்னா இருக்கும்னு சொல்லுவோம் இல்லையோ. நிம்மதியாக இருக்க சுவாமி, ஏ 5-star பிடிக்கலண்ணா, அப்பா அங்கே இருக்கவே முடியலண்ணா. இந்த திஸ் இஸ் அ ஸ்மால் ஹவுஸ், 450 ஸ்கொயர் ஃபீட்டு ஆர் 700 ஸ்கொயர் ஃபீட்டு, இது நன்னா இருக்கும் அண்ணா. ஏ அண்ணா நம்ம வீடுனா என்னுடைய வீடு அண்ணா. அதே மாதிரி எவ்ரி ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இந்த வீடு என்ன, தமிழ் வீடுக்கு சான்ஸ்கிரிட்டில் என்ன மீனிங் என்ன, மோக்ஷம் என்ன. நம்ம வீடு பற்றி சொல்லலை நான், மயிலாப்பூரில் வீடு வீடு இருக்கா, டி நகரில் வீடு இருக்கா, அந்த வீடு இல்லை. இந்த வீடு என்ன, மோக்ஷம் என்ன. ஹியூமன் பீயிங்க்கு கோல் என்னென்னா மோக்ஷம் என்ன, அந்த பீஸ் ஆனந்தானா, அதுதான் ஜ்ஞான யோகம்னார். ஸோ கர்மயோகா, உபாசனா யோகா, ஜ்ஞான யோகா, திஸ் இஸ் த டிசைன் கிவன் பை அவர் சாஸ்திரான்னார். The whole karma kanda is so vast, like train madri, so big train, no? It carries many people, no? Like this karma kanda is also so vast, no? Ipoda vandad ind example idu varaku na use pannade illa indha varshama ennamo sudden na vandad. This train is so big, karma kanda is also so vast, no? Even though it is so big, it cannot take you to your house. And adhe maadhiri karma kanda will not take you to moksha. If you have to take another transport from there, and that upasana yoga, shorter than karma kanda, bigger than jnana kanda. So bus transportation, upasana kanda, given in the middle of the 6 chapters, Gita it is given. a means. Then person has to take third sadhana, means jnana yoga. That jnana yoga alone is the direct, no? Very close to vid, moksha. Priyar do? Very close. Upasana is a little bit closer. Karma yoga is far. But what is the purpose? You are sitting in the train. Your journey has started already. So you have to take the next transportation to reach your house. Adi madri, Bhagavad Gita la kuda karma yoga you start first. Then your journey will continue. Next sadhana. Therefore, Shastra design is this. No, three I don't want to take, only I want to take one. Can you reach your home if you take only one? There is no choice. If you want to reach your home, you have to take three transportations, train, bus, auto. No choice. You cannot reach there. You don't have wings to fly, no? You don't have wings to fly and just go and sit in your house. You have to travel. Like that, the karma yoga, jnana yoga, middle upasana yoga, you cannot avoid any one in this. You have to take karma yoga, upasana yoga, jnana yoga. Everyone. For what purpose? Nimmadi. Final what? Nimmadi. Ananda. Shanti. Peace of mind. Calmness. That is called moksha. So Krishna Paramatma says, hey Arjuna, prayas and shreyas two are there. Jnana yoga very close to moksha. It is spirituality. This is karma yoga. The people, for those people who are all in materialistic world still, they need some sadhana. That's why karma yoga is the sadhana, prayo marga. Therefore, not knowing Arjuna this, any one I want to take. Any one, please tell me. Either shreyas or prayas. Lord Krishna praising what? Jnana yoga. He is praising Sankhyam, that is called Jnana yoga. That is the best, superior, most sadhana for moksha, Bhagavan said. And encouraging Arjuna to do karma yoga. That to what karma? Ghora karma. What karma? That ghora karma? Fighting in the battlefield. Lord Krishna says, take it as karma yoga. Enna puja, enna pandradhukku? Is it like a worship to the worship Lord? Or doing some service to anybody? It's not like that. Such an action you are asking me to do. And you are praising that jnana yoga. You are asking me to do karma yoga. Therefore, please tell me one. One, between these two, you cannot have a choice. They are compulsory for everyone. Everyone has to compulsorily go through that sadhana, means. How one has to go through that sadhana, how one can choose that. At the time of creation itself, I have given these two lifestyles. These two lifestyles I have given. Therefore, Lord Krishna said in the third shloka, Loke asmin loke dvividha nishtha pura propta maya. He anagha, O sinless one, Arjuna. In this world, asmin loke pura propta maya. By me, this long ago, at the time of creation itself, I have given these two lifestyles to the people. Why two lifestyles? There are two categories of people. I have given two types of lifestyles. Who are those two categories? There are some people who are mature enough. They are having lot of detachment. They are not having any desire for worldly materialistic objects. They are all given to jnana yoga. Then what lifestyle they can take? Sannyasa ashrama they can take. Because they don't want these worldly pursuits. Artha kama, they are not interested. They are not interested in possessions, plots, flats. They are not interested in wealth, gold. All these they are not interested. then they are interested in what? They are interested in only in moksha, nothing else. Once they are and have not interest in these worldly objects, how can I force them to do karma yoga? So for him it is not necessary. Therefore, for such category people, I have given a sadhana that is called what? Jnana yoga. Sankhyanam and sannyasinam jnana yoga. Pura prokta mayanar. What is that second category? Karma yogena yoginam. There are another group of people, another category of people. They are interested in what? They are interested in house, they are interested in land, they are interested in possessions, they are interested in family, they are interested in children, they are interested in grandchildren, they are interested in great-grandchildren also. So they are interested in all these worldly pursuits, artha kama, they are dwelling in that only. For such people, I have given another type of sadhanam, that is karma yogam. What lifestyle in a grihastha ashrama? Household life, so that they can, he can do karma yoga. This person, he want to take jnana yoga, totally spiritual, highly spiritual mind, lot of vairagyam is there. Yediliyum patri ille, manasemo triangular irukka, no raga dvesha, no attachment, no aversion towards anything, towards anyone, towards any situation. This person is already matured. Then I gave, okay, you take sannyasa ashrama. You can just pursue jnana yoga. This person, he wants, I want this, and so many things he's holding on. Therefore, whole house and cholita. That's why what is called householder. Holder of the house is called householder. Grihastha means what? Grihastha, apo grahastha edo adrivere vishyam. Grihastha means, staha means the one who remain. One who abide, where? In the house, is called grihasthana. So sannyasi is not having any of his own house, idu ennude veedu enakku ani onnume kediyadu avanukku. The whole world is his house, na? Entire universe is his house, or her house. So this person is called householder. Grihastha ashrama, you take and do sadhana. Now, where are you, Arjuna? You are in grihasthashrama. Not only that, you want name, fame, and you have love and affection, attachment towards kith and kin, brothers, tata, guru, so many people. You are having lot of paraphernalia. You are interested in that. Therefore, you are better to have this karma yoga sadhanam. For sannyasis, jnana yoga I have given because they are deserved for that, they want it. But these people, they want all these things, therefore you take up this karma yoga. Mani enakku moksha venumenna avanukku next door la irukku unakku moodu door thaan irukku avala da difference. So you have to go through karma yoga, upasana yoga, jnana yoga to moksha. That person, he has already completed karma yoga, upasana yoga in the previous birth. Therefore, that person is very close to moksha. He has taken up jnana yoga. Therefore, you want moksha, that's all. Moksha will come to him also, to you also. But for him, very close. For you, little bit later. That's the difference. But moksha is sure for both of you. Therefore, Arjuna, asmin loke dividha nishthan, pura prokta, he Arjuna. Therefore, next line he says, jnana yogena sankhyanam. For sankhyas, jnana yogena, sannyasis. For sannyasis, they can reach the moksha goal through jnana yoga. What do you mean by jnana yoga? Jnana yoga means a study of scriptures. Study of scriptures under a competent teacher for a length of time. Dedication, commitment to study Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and Brahma Sutra, all Prakarana Grandhas. What is this Atma? Who is God? What is this universe? What is the connection between all of them? And I have to know and I want to get self-knowledge. That is called Jnana Yoga. This is the method in Jnana Yoga. For Grihastha, డూ కర్మ యోగ అంటే పంచమహాయజ్ఞాస్, డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీ అండ్ యూ ఆల్సో స్లోలీ రిఫైన్ యువర్ మైండ్, దెన్ యూ కన్స్ డెవలప్ ఏకాగ్రత ఫోకసింగ్ మైండ్, దెన్ యు ఆర్ ఫిట్, యూ గెట్ జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత. స్లోలీ యూ విల్ కమ్ టు జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత. దెన్ జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత వందవుడనే ఆటోమేటికల్లీ యూ కమ్ టు శాస్త్రం, యూ విల్ స్టడీ అండ్ యూ గెట్ జ్ఞానం, దెన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ మోక్ష. ఇట్స్ ఓకే ఫర్ యూ అన్న. నవ్ ఇట్ సీమ్స్ ఓకే అన్న అర్జున సేస్, ఇట్ సీమ్స్ ఓకే అన్న. యు ఆర్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ మోక్ష బట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఎలిజిబుల్ నౌ బికాస్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ రిఫైన్డ్ దట్ మచ్. యు హ్యావ్ నాట్ రిఫైన్డ్ యువర్ మైండ్ బికాస్ యు హ్యావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవర్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ కర్ణ, యు హ్యావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవర్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ దుర్యోధన, యు హ్యావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ భీష్మ, యు హ్యావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ ద్రోణ, యు హ్యావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ కిత్ అండ్ కిన్ ఆల్ పీపుల్. Therefore, since you have raga, dvesha, Arjuna, remain for some time in karma yoga. Why you are hurry? What is good for you? Only I have to suggest, no? Take up karma yoga, na. Okay, let me try, na. If you want to try, listen to me how you have to do karma yoga. I will tell you how you have to do karma yoga, how you will get moksha through karma yoga. So, Jnana Yoga is the direct means, Karma Yoga is the indirect means of Moksha. Jnana Yoga is Sakshat Karanam, Karma Yoga is Parampara Karanam, Arat Upakarakam, Karma Yoga. So, Karma Yoga means, you, even though you are in a house, even though you are married, you have children, grandchildren, you are doing your duties, if you are a Karma Yogi, you are also working for moksha only, ultimately, slowly you are coming indirectly. So therefore, everyone can walk towards moksha where they are. That is what our shastra design, shastra's vision. That vision you have to understand with your proper vision. This vision of shastra, you have to understand with proper vision. Proper vision anna inda kannu nanna irukke anana ulla kulla intellect vision sariya illappa Arjuna unakku. That's why you are having doubt upon my teaching, as though I am confusing you. You are thinking I am not confusing you because your vision is not clear. Vyamishreneva vakyena, as though you are confusing me. Hey Krishna, I am not confusing. As though confused, you are feeling that. Your feeling is like that. Why you have that feeling? Na? You have to listen to my words, some more words. Therefore, listen to me. What is karma yoga? Why I am prescribing karma yoga to you also, you listen. What is shreyas for you also, I know better than you. So, mother knows what food has to be given to the child. Mother knows better or the child knows? Mother only knows. The child has to listen whatever mother says. Like that you also, my bhaktaha, you are my devotee, therefore listen to me. For your sake only I am talking. Are you ready? No? Yes, I am ready. No? Arat upakarakam dhani. Karma yoga is indirect cause of moksha. Moksha I want either direct cause or indirect cause. I go little bit later. Okay. The journey already one person has reached home, another person is going to reach. He is very close, this person is little away, that's all. But both are in the same route. Both are in the same route. The transportation he is going to change, that's all. Clear? So this clarity is required for every person. Therefore, when you are listening to Bhagavad Gita, where you are, you are in train travel, or you are in bus travel, or you are in auto travel. Okay, Swamini, now I am studying, I am in auto travel. But you are telling, when I go home, I am in the train travel. But train or auto, rendu eppu mudiyum annana. So don't compare that, extend the example. Okay, in the train and auto, you can sit. At the same time, can you sit in train and auto, both? But don't extend the example there. Hang a train, auto, you cannot sit straight away. At a time, at once, you cannot sit. But here, in Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, how Shastra prescribes now, there are people, sannyasis, who take straight away sannyasa and go to Jnana Yoga. They are not interested in household duties and all. They have relinquished everything and they have come to Jnana Yoga directly. Let them be there. But my topic is here, I am addressing householders. Hey Arjuna, you are a householder. Their teacher, Krishna, is Grihastha. Okay. Krishna addressing another Grihastha. Okay. Here the teacher is Sannyasi. What I am, I am not a Grihastha. But I am teaching to Grihasthas. See the difference. Lord Krishna is a Grihastha, Arjuna is also a Grihastha, but Lord Krishna is a Grihastha Jnani. Grihastha Jnani addressing Grihastha Ajnani Arjuna. So Lord Krishna knows whether you take sannyasa or in Grihastha Ashrama, doesn't matter. Both of them need what? Jnanam. Atma Jnanam for moksha. Therefore, Arjuna, you practice Karma Yoga, even though you are in Grihastha Ashrama, slowly you will come to Jnana Yoga. That's why for Grihasthan only, you know, Bhagavan taught whole Atma Swarupam, Atma Vishayam. Is it not? Previous chapter, second chapter, what Lord Krishna taught? Atma Nityaha, Yekaha, Sarvagataha, Avyayam, Apramayaha, Akarta, Abhokta, the whole knowledge about Atma Lord Krishna gave to whom? Grihastha, not to a sannyasi. He gave to Grihastha only about Atma Swarupam. Jnana Vidya, that Atma Vidya he has given to Arjuna. But Arjuna is not able to assimilate, not at, no? He is not at able to receive the teaching totally. Assimilation is not possible because he needs some more Karma Yoga sadhana. Similarly, you, the students of mine, even though you are listening from a sannyasini, you can also take up Jnana Yoga every Wednesday, you can study scriptures. You are taking Jnana Yoga only and you are doing your Karma Yoga also in your household duties. Karma Yoga paninde, you can continue your Jnana Yoga. So predominantly you are in Karma Yoga and you are less in Jnana Yoga in the initial stages. Now you have a lot of responsibilities, family duties. Just like sannyasi, you cannot take kavi next day and rush to ashrama, and study is not possible. Appade ni solli inga sannyasam vaangika mudiyala enakku mokshame varadun cheppi, you cannot stop your studies. Yes, so you want moksha also and you need to do your duties also. Then how to do it? That is why weekly one class. Sannyasi ke enna mulukku mulukka class da, full study, teaching learning ivulada avanukku vere vela illa, enna irukum vere vela illa. Nobody is there to ask, nobody is there to question. He can spend or she can spend time, but grihasthas are not like that. This grihastha, householder, have to answer to so many people. I have to answer to so many people, therefore can I stop my yoga, that Jnana Yoga journey totally? No. That's not right. You cannot say, I don't want moksha, I don't want jnanam. Can you say like that? You cannot say. Therefore, I want moksha also. I have to do my duties also. Therefore, Arjuna, listen. I will tell you the best way of attaining jnanam through this household duties. How you have to do your duty. What for you have to do. How you have to convert your every duty into Karma Yoga. Kevala karma, just like that, relinquishing the karma and taking sannyasa, never guarantee moksha. taking kavi will not guarantee moksha. Every person who is wearing saffron, can you say he is a jnani? He is a muktaha? There is no guarantee. Even though you are in household duties, you are in the family, if your internal sannyasa is there, if you are mature, if you are refined, you are easily can attain jnanam. The kavi cannot decide your internal transformation, your mental maturity, mental makeup, intellectual understanding about the Atma Swarupam only is the criteria here. Vesham, external Vesham doesn't matter. Therefore, Arjuna, otherwise Arjuna will run away from the battlefield and engiyavadu or kavi eduthu potiduva. எடுத்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் கிருஷ்ணர் ஒன்றும் பண்ண முடியாது. அதனால் அப்படி பிடிச்சுன்னு இருக்கான் அர்ஜுனு, எங்கே ஓடாதே ஓடாதே இங்கே இருப்பா. ஸோ த்ரூ அர்ஜுனா லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா ஹேஸ் டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் ஹீஸ் மிஷன். வாட் இஸ் தட் மிஷன்? பரித்ராணாய சாதுனாம். த்ரூ அர்ஜுனான லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ஹேவிங் சச் எ கிரேட் டாஸ்க். ஸோ தெர்ஃபோர் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா ஃபோக்கஸிங் ஹீஸ் த ஹோல் அட்டென்ஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் அர்ஜுனா. Listen my words, Arjuna. Why one has to do karma yoga? If one relinquish their duties, what are all doshas are there? How a person will spiritually fall? How a person's life will become fruitless if they run away from their duties? Lord Krishna is giving beautifully from fourth shloka onwards. We will read the first argument comes here. The importance of karma yoga. Fourth shloka we will read.
Na karmana manarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute நச்ச சந்நியசநாதேவம் சித்திம் சமதி கச்சதி.
In this sloka, Lord Krishna want to say, karma tyagaha moksham na dadati. This is the first argument. Karma tyagaha means renouncing one's own duties. When there are problems in the family, people want to run away. எங்கேயாவது ஆசிரமம் இருக்குமா போகலாம்னு தோணும். எல்லா ப்ராப்ளம்ஸாக இருக்கு, ஐ வாண்ட் டு டேக் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஃபேமிலி என்ன அப்படி தோணும். கர்ம தியாகா, ரினவுன்சிங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டீஸ், ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் தேர் ஓன் டியூட்டீஸ். கர்ம தியாகா மோக்ஷம் ந ததாதி இஸ் த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா. Moksham nadanati means it will not give moksha, it will not give liberation. Just running away from your duties, from family, from all responsibilities will never guarantee moksha. What Lord Krishna says, looking to the shloka, karmanam anarambhat. Karmanam means here, from Lord Krishna's angle, karmana means here Vaidika karma, Nitya Naimittika karma, rituals, Sandhyavandanam, Samidhadanam, Agnihotram, Yajna, Yaga, Vaidika rituals. All Vedic rituals come under karmana, Nitya Naimittika karmana, compulsory duties in artham. Nowadays there are very few following all these things, yajnam, yagam and all. We are not doing nowadays no rituals, no agnihotram. Yaru veetla agnihotram irukka ippo? Agnihotrame illiye. So we cannot talk about Vedic rituals. Now how we have to interpret at the present world? Acharya says, panchamaha yajnas. We can translate all Vedic rituals into panchamaha yajnas now. What are the panchamaha yajnas? First yajnam is deva yajnam. What are the nitya naimittika karmas? Panchamaha yajnas. Panchamaha yajna, pancha means five. மகாயஜம் சொன்ன கிரேட் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் அது மகாயஜம். ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஒன் தெய்வ பூஜானார், டெய்லி வர்ஷிப்பிங் த லார்டு டெய்லி. அதுக்கு தான் நித்திய கர்மா, எவ்ரிடே யூ ஹாவ் டு வர்ஷிப் த லார்டு, கம்பல்சரிலி யூ ஹாவ் டு வர்ஷிப் த லார்டு. தெய்வ பூஜா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் தேவ யஜ்ஞான், யுவர் இஷ்ட தேவதா ஆர் குல தெய்வம் யூ ஹாவ் டு வர்ஷிப். எய்தர் அஷ்டோத்தர சதநாமாவளி ஆர் சஹசிரநாமாவளி, வாட் எவர் யூ வாண்ட் டு டூ யூ கேன் டூ எலாபரேட்லி ஆர் ஷார்ட்லி யூ கே ஹாவ் டு டூ இன் த மார்னிங். நைவேத்தியம், ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் கம் அண்டர் தெய்வ பூஜா. And that puja you can do in the temple also elaborately, and at your home also daily you do, that comes under daiva puja. It is continuously throughout life you are doing. Then second yajna comes, deva yajna kapram manushya, sorry, pitri yajnam nar, performing that ceremonies to that அவர் ஃபோர் ஃபாதர்ஸ் பித்ரு யஜ்னம், ஸ்ரார்த்த கர்ம, பித்ரு தர்ப்பணம் அமாவாசைக்குனால தேடுன்னா பித்ரு தர்ப்பணம், பிண்டோதகம் கிவிங் பிண்டம் ஆஹாரம் டு தட் ஆன்சிஸ்டர்ஸ் பித்ருஸ், அண்ட் வாட்டர் தர்ப்பணம், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஆல்சோ கம்பல்சரி டியூட்டீஸ் ஃபார் எவ்ரி பர்சன். ஸோ ஃபோர் ஃபாதர்ஸுக்கு அந்த தர்ப்பணம் கொடுக்கறது ரொம்ப அவசியம், பித்ரு தர்ப்பணம். The third one is Rishi Yajnam. Rishi Yajnam means everyday Parayanam. That scriptures given by our Rishis, any Rudra Parayanam, Vishnu Sahasranama Parayanam, Lalita Parayanam, Lalita Sahasranama Parayanam, or any Suktams Parayanam, even Bhagavad Gita Parayanam, ஆர் எனி ஸ்தோத்ரம்ஸ் பாராயணம், அந்த ஹோல் ஸ்தோத்ரமால இஃப் யூ ரீட் இட் இஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் வாட் ரிஷி யஜ்ஞம். ஃபஸ்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டார்ட் வித் ஒன் ஒன் ஸ்லோக, சுக்லாம் வரதரம் விஷ்ணு, அப்பா அம்மா சொல்லும் போது சுக்லாம் வரதரம் விஷ்ணு அப்படி அங்கேயே ரிஷி யஜ்ஞம் ஸ்டார்ட் ஆகிடுது. அப்போவே வென் வி வர் 2 இயர் ஓல்ட் வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஈவன் ப்ரொனன்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர்லி ஆல்சோ, சுக்லாம் வரதலம் விச்சும் வந்துட்டேன் அப்படி தான் சொல்லுவோம் இல்லையா. குழந்தை எப்படி சொல்லுவான், ஃபாதர் சாண்ட் பர்ஃபெக்ட்லி, குழந்தை எப்படி பண்ணுவான், எல்லாம் தப்பு தப்பாக ப்ரொனன்சியேஷன் வரலன்னா கூட நன்னா சொல்கிறியே அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவோம் இல்லையா. அம்மா அப்பா என்ன சொல்லுவான், நன்னா சொல்கிறியான்னா இது தப்பு தப்பாக சொல்கிற ஒரு வேர்டு புரியாது நமக்கு. ஆனால் சி மை சுவாமினி வேணு காமிச்சினோம் பிக்ஷாக்கு, ஜஸ்ட் வந்து கால் தெரி சில்ட்ரன் கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன் மை கிராண்ட் சன் மை சன் நன்னா சொல்லுவா சுவாமினி, பாருங்க பாருங்கன்னு கூப்பிட்டேன், எனக்கு ஒன்றும் ஒரு வார்த்தை புரியாது. அதனால் அது இது இந்த ஸ்லோகம் தான் சொல்கிறான்னு தெரியும், அந்த அளவுக்கு புரியும். வி கெனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த வேர்ட்ஸ் பட் ஸ்டில் த ஃபாதர் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹாப்பி அண்ட் த சுவாமினி ஹூ இஸ் லிசனிங் ஆல்சோ ஹாப்பி. ஏன்னா குழந்தை நல்ல ஸ்லோகம் சொல்கிறானேன்னு. வாட் இஸ் தட் இன் அ ரிஷி யஜ்ஞம், வேர் இட் ஹேஸ் ஸ்டார்டட், வெரி யங் ஏஜ் வி ஹவ் ஸ்டார்டட். அந்த ஸ்தோத்ரம்ஸ் ஸ்மால் ஸ்மால் ஸ்லோகாஸ் லேட்டர் அண்ட் ஸ்மால் ஸ்தோத்ரம்ஸ் தென் ஹோல் சாப்டர் தென் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம லலிதா சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்லோ க்ரோயிங் 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 அண்ட் ருத்ர பாராயணம் இன் தே லேர்ன் ஸோ மச். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ரிஷி யஜ்ஞம், வி ஆர் கீப்பிங் தட் ட்ரெடிஷன் ஆஃப் அவர் ஆச்சாரியாஸ் ரிஷி யஜ்ஞம். ஸோ தேவ யஜ்ஞம், பித்ரு யஜ்ஞம், ரிஷி யஜ்ஞம். த ஃபோர்த் ஒன் இஸ் கால்ட் மனுஷ யஜ்ஞம், மனுஷ யஜ்ஞம் கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் அதிதி யஜ்ஞம். சர்வ் ஃபுட் எவ்ரிடே டு சம்பன், ஹார்ட் ஆஃபர் ஃபுட் ஆர் க்ளோத்ஸ் ஆர் மணி ஆர் சம்திங் ஹெல்ப் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ டு வியூமன் சர்வீஸ் நார், யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ சர்வீஸ் கிவிங் டு ஆர்ஃபனேஜஸ் ஆர் டு அதர் பீப்புள் ஹெல்பிங் அதர் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் மனுஷ யஜ்ஞம். மாணவ சேவே மாதவ சேவான்னு சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையோ, அதனால் மனுஷ யஜ்ஞம் ஆல்சோ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். நோ நோ ஐ கேனாட் சர்வ் அதர் பீப்புள் அவுட் சைட் பீப்புள், என்ன அட்லீஸ்ட் யூ சர்வ் டு யுவர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ், தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கம்ஸ் அண்டர் மனுஷ யஜ்ஞ. வென் தே ஆர் தேர் ஓல்டு பீப்புள் அட் ஹோம் சர்வ் தெம், எல்டர்லி பீப்புள் யூ கேன் சர்வ் தெம். நோ 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 எல்டர்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ நாட் தேர் நவே டேஸ், ஓகே யூ சர்வ் டு யுவர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆர் ஒய்ஃப், என்ன அவர் பாட்டுக்கு அவரே பண்ணிக்கிறான்னா சர்வே பண்ணுறது இல்லைன்னா. ஸோ அதே வீடு யூ கேன் சர்வ் டு யுவர் சில்ட்ரன், Don't say, I don't want to serve children. No. You have to serve. They have to grow. Otherwise, how can children grow? Amma, mother, father, no? Care is not there. How they can grow? So healthy child, you know, can become a healthy child. Only mother, father support is there. No? Otherwise, child can grow physically, but not mentally. You know? So mother's love care is important. Father's love care is important. Take care of your children. Manushya yagnam. Adi kuda manushya yagnam da. Therefore, never say to your children, unakaha na ivula kashtapadre, unakaha ivula kudukare. Adhella solla kudad. Adi sonna enna adana karma aidum. Unnum sollamale with happy joy if you do, seeing that as a Bhagavan's duty I am doing if you do, that's called karma yoga. You can convert your sons, your duty towards your son or daughter, you can convert into karma yoga. I am serving to God only. If I am serving to my elders in the family, I am serving to God. That's why patiye daivam anu sonnadu adhanaladha. If I am serving to my husband, he is giving lot of problems, still I have to serve. The same wife also, he is serving to wife. No? That comes under manushya yajna. It comes under karma yoga. Therefore, it is in your hands whether to keep it as karma or karma yoga. It is in your vision, attitude, bhavana. Bhavana is important. If that person is having some behavioral problems, it is his problem only. Why I have to worry? No? I can worry, but I cannot change, you know. I need not stop my karma yoga. See, karma yoga helps to me alone. So my proper attitude helps me, keeps me healthy inner. If I serve a person with proper attitude, there is a difficulty in serving. But still, with Daiva Bhavana when I am doing, I don't feel that pain. I don't feel it is a burden. I don't feel it is a tiresome. But when I do with full Karma Yoga Bhavana, I feel more energetic and more enthusiastic, and more I get clarity, clear mind, and santosham, ananda comes. Arjuna, why can't you do like that? No. Pancha maha yajna, manushya yajna. Then comes that bhuta yajna manar. Not only human beings, you have to serve other beings also. In this cosmos, there are so many species. In the cosmos, and the entire cosmic harmony is maintained by many other beings. We do not know. Even cosmic harmony based on these butterfly wings and the fluttering. And the fluttering of the butterfly maintains the cosmic harmony. Like that, even rat, cat, every being in the creation maintaining the harmony of the universe. Don't think they are useless. Paavam. They are all paavam panditi and the jivas ella vandachu. Adi vere vishayam. They have done some sin, they have born. But they have their role in the creation. And look at them, they are also Daiva Amsha. Bhagavan is there in the Atma Swarupama Irkar Anda Vadambula Koda. And then Saru. Saru cows and cats and dogs and ants. That's why our people ask, Kunja Kaka Kada Sapata Bodu daily. No. Feed the cows, feed the squirrels, feed the birds. No. Give water to them. No. Give food for them. No. This is called Bhuta Yajnam. Bhutam anna other beings, other than human beings, called Bhutams. Bhutam pretam pisyacham illa. Inga Bhutam anna other beings an ardham. Other beings also you have to give food and water. What they want, you need not give dress and all for them. You need not provide any sort of gold and all. They want only food and water. What you have to give? So, do Daiva Yajnam. Pitri Yajnam, Rishi Yajnam, Manusha Yajnam, and Bhuta Yajnam. All this how you have to do without expecting any result in return. Either appreciation, recognition, either parkamal pannanam. Either parkamal, idu oru daiva karyama nenichu pannina, and the karma enna aidum? Karma yogama maaridum. How you are transferring that karma into karma yoga? Because of your attitude. While you are performing, you are thinking, this is my duty towards Lord, I am doing. Daiva Yajna, Pitra Yajna, Rishi Yajna, Manushi Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Ellame Yajna means duties with the intention of that bhavana, remembering the God all the time. Your bhavana converts that action into karma yoga. This is called proper attitude towards your action. Then result, what result comes? No, any result comes, let it come. I have done my job, that is over. The rest I have left to the Lord. Whatever pleasant or unpleasant, மாமியாருக்கு எவ்வளோ சேவை பண்ணினாலும் கூட ஏதோ குறை சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பான். அன்பிளசண்ட்டாக ரிசல்ட் வருது, என்ன பண்ணுறது? ஈஸ்வர அர்ப்பணம்னு சொல்லி வேலை பண்ணி பிரசாதம் வரும்போது ஏதோ ஸ்ரீவில் குறை சொல்லுவான். சொல்லும்போது ஜஸ்ட் ஒரு சாம்பிள் சொல்கிறேன், மாமியாரோ இன்னென்ன வேறு யாராவது, ஜஸ்ட் தே பாயிண்ட் அவுட், டேக் இட் ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வர பிரசாத. தட் வேர்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் கம்மிங், மேக்கிங் இது பிளசண்ட் ஆர் அன்பிளசண்ட், சம்டைம்ஸ் பிளசண்ட் சம்டைம் அன்பிளசண்ட், ஈஸ்வர பிரசாதமாக வந்துட்டு இருக்கேன். ஏன்னா நான் பண்ணும்போது ஈஸ்வர பாவனையாக பண்ணிட்டேன். பிரசாதம் வர்றது எப்படி வருது? ஈஸ்வரன் மூலமாக தான் வருது. அந்த ரிசல்ட் ஆல்சோ ஐ டேக் இட் வித் பிரசாத புத்தி. இஃப் இட் இஸ் எ பிரசாத புத்தி, இஃப் யூ பை த லட்டு இன் கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்வீட்ஸ், இஃப் யூ கெட் லட்டு ஃப்ரம் திருப்பதி, வாட் இஸ் யுவர் பாவனா? டெல் மீ. சம்படி கேவ்ததில் கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்வீட்ஸு அந்த லட்டு எப்படி இருக்கும்? சம்படி கேவ்தட் திருப்பதி லட்டு, வாட் யூ டூ? கிருஷ்ணா லட்டு ஜஸ்ட் அப்படியே வாயில் போட்டுப்போம், திருப்பதி லட்டு கண்ணுக்கு தொட்டிக்காமல் உள்ளே போகுமா? போவே போகாது. அது மாதிரி கர்மயோகம் மூலமாக வர பலம் வந்து திருப்பதி லட்டு மாதிரி, கர்மா மூலமாக வர்றத மாதிரி சும்மா பிளெயின் லட்டு. ஸோ யூ வாண்ட் திருப்பதி லட்டு ஆர் கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்வீட் லட்டுன்னு? திருப்பதி லட்டு பிரசாதம், அதுதான் கர்மயோகா. அந்த பலம் பிரசாத புத்தி என்னார். ஈஸ்வர அர்ப்பண புத்தி வைல் டூயிங் ஆக்ஷன், வைல் ரிசீவிங் த பலம், கர்மயோக. ஈஸ்வர பிரசாத புத்தி இருந்தால் திட் இஸ் கால்டு கர்மயோகா. அர்ஜுனா, with this attitude, with this bhavana, you have to start your duties. Not only Arjuna, every person in the world, whatever duty is given, the place, everything, wherever, you have to do with this bhavana. It is your choice now. You can convert that action into karma yoga. தட்ஸ் வாட் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ், கர்மணாம் அனாரம்பாத். இப்போது கர்மயோகமாக பண்ணாமல் இது கர்மமாக நினச்சி, சும்மா இது கர்மா இஸ் பர்டன்சம் நினச்சி, இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் டூ சப்போஸ், கர்மணாம் அனாரம்பாத், பஞ்சயோகம் பஞ்சமஹா யக்னாஸ் பண்ணாமல், அனாரம்பாத் மீன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் ஸ்டார்டிங் ஆர் அவாய்டிங் த ஆக்ஷன் பை அவாய்டிங். புருஷா நைஷ்கர்மியம் ந அஷ்ணுதே, a person can never get moksha. Naishkarmyam anna moksha anna. Nirgata karmani asya saha anna. Naishkarmyam. Ultimately, in moksha, jnanam, a person come to know that I am akarta. I am not at all doing, I am atman. He is going to recognize in moksha. Moksha kali. Moksha kala anna, enna anna artham? Moksha anna, mele pôrudille. மோக்ஷன்னு நோயிங் ஆர் ரிகக்னைசிங் தட் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா, ஐ ஆம் தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல், ஐ ஆம் நாட் த டூவர், ஐ ஆம் நாட் த பர்ஃபார்மர், ஐ ஆம் நான் டூவர், ஐ ஆம் நான் என்ஜாயர், பாடி மைண்ட் இஸ் அ மேட்டர், ஐ ஆம் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், திஸ் ஆத்மா, ஐ ஆம் நாட் டூயிங் எனி திங். ஸோ ஆல் கர்மாஸ் சஞ்சிதா ஆகாமி prarabdha, all this cannot touch me. And the stage, that is called naishkarmyam. All karmas will not touch you there. They will not give any punya papa there. Those actions will not give punya papa in that stage. That stage, moksha, nilai, it will come only not by avoiding actions, but by performing actions only. கர்மணாம் Anarambhat naishkarmyam naha ashnuten. Person does not attain liberation. Karma shunya sthitihi, that karma shunya sthitihi is called moksha. That means shunya sthiti, he knows that I am not a karta, and the jnana sthiti. That is not possible just by dropping your action now. How that stage will come? By doing action, you get that status, that understanding. Sanyasanat eva, by just renouncing the actions, and not doing actions by renouncing, by mere renunciation. Just renunciation, siddhim na samadhi gacchati. No one can attain the siddhi. Siddhi means what? Moksha. Ultimate goal. No one can attain by just giving up this grihasthashrama dharma, wearing saffron clothes. Kevala sannyasa tanartham. Sannyasanatana kevala sannyasa. Then what sannyasa one has to take? The sannyasa which is backed by the scriptures. Scriptures talk about sannyasa, real sannyasa. Scriptures are talking ashrama sannyasa is only for convenient to get more time to study. That's all. Ashrama sannyasa is meant for what? Only to have get more quality time to spend more time in our studies. Not for moksha. Moksha comes what? By antara sannyasa. Internal renunciation only gives moksha. When I took sannyasa, this is my personal experience, I say, when I took sannyasa in 2000, many ladies used to come to me. I also want to take sannyasa. Many ladies used to come and say, married also, married ladies, unmarried ladies also, they used to come and say, I also want to take sannyasa. It's not just like you want to change the dress. It is not just like that. People think the sannyasa means no responsibility. Burden illamal nimmadiya irka. No mother-in-law problem. No husband problem. No children problem. No need to educating the children and all. Idella problem illiye. Nimmadiya irkaangle enna. They see that only and they think that taking household problems is a burdensome. I used to advise them, don't think like that. Taking sannyasa is not running away from the responsibilities and all. Responsibilities are not there, but this is a more risky also. Are you ready to face all this risk? Amma risk vendana. Risk vendana, risk is there. Lot of risk is there. Not just so easy to take sannyasa and staying alone. You need a preparation, mental preparation. You require a spiritual commitment, shastra commitment, and you need lot of sadhanas you have to practice. It is a toughest task, really speaking. Therefore, don't think that just like that you are free from problems if you take kavi. Apadilla. It is your mind thinking that this is problematic. Change that mind. That is very important. So you can convert your house like an ashrama. You can peaceful atmosphere you can convert. So change your attitude towards people, towards situations, towards objects. You change your attitude. That is your most important. Without changing that attitude, even you take a Kavi Arjuna, if you even go to Haridwar, you think about Karna only. Yeah, I don't know. If you run away for moksha and leaving from battlefield, there also you think about whom? And if you are not Japama Pandwell, oh Namashya, oh Namashya Panamata, Karna Nepurika, Karna Nepurika, Induran Nepandirpa, Nepandirpa, is that think Pandwell? Yeah, your mind is fully occupied with them only. You have a lot of aversion towards them. You cannot just push away them from your mind. Not only that, you worry about Bhishma and Drona after going there. Duryodhana nalla paathindirukana illaya enna Bhishma thatha na eppadi paathindiruka unak edhukku anga poi enna Bhishma irukka enna manasukulla adhe maadhiri Drona enna teacher enna pandraro ennamo enna guru eppadi irukaro ennamo irukka illaya ஒரு மனசு வந்து ரொம்ப அட்டாச்மெண்ட்டும் இருக்க, வருஷனும் இருக்க, ராகம் இருக்க, துவேஷம் இருக்க. யூ கெனாட் கோ ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் டு ஹிமாலயாஸ். தேர் ஃபோர் திஸ் இஸ் த பிளேஸ் வேர் யூ ஹாவ் டு க்ரோ, க்ரோ தேர் அண்ட் மெச்சோர்னார். சந்நியாசனாத் சித்திம் ந சமதி கச்சதி, உனக்கு மோட்சம் தானே வேணும், இங்கே கூட வரும் மோட்சம். இந்த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட்லேயே இப்படியே யூ கேன் பிளே என்ன யுத்தம் ஆஸ் யுவர் ஸ்போர்ட்ஸ், சேஞ்ச் யுவர் ஆட்டிடியூட், யூ கேன் பிகம் ஏ சன்னியாசி என்னார். மென்டல்லி சன்னியாசி யூ ஆர் டூயிங் யுவர் டியூட்டி என்னார் ஜனக மகாராஜா, யாக்ஞவல்க்யா, சோ மெனி ராஜாஸ் லைக் தட், ஆல் அவர் ரிஷிஸ் மகா கிரகஸ்தாஸ், தேவர் கிரகஸ்தாஸ், ஆல் அவர் ஜ்ஞானிஸ், தே அட்டைன் மோக்ஷா, தே காட் சில்ட்ரன், தே ஹவுஸ், ஃபேமிலி, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் தேர். தேர் ஃபோர் நெவர் கன்க்ளூட், அவர் கன்க்ளூஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ராங் கன்க்ளூஷன்ஸ். ஹே அர்ஜுனா, திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் தோஷா. இஃப் எனி ஒன் கிவ்ஸ் அப் தேர் டியூட்டீஸ், ரன் அவே ஃப்ரம் தட் ஃபேமிலி டியூட்டீஸ் அண்ட் டேக் கேவல சந்யாசா, தே நெவர் கெட் மோக்ஷா. தேர் ஃபோர் வாட், தேர் ஃபோர் கேவல சந்யாசாத் கர்ம சந்யாசாத் மோக்ஷம் வில் நாட் கம். தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் யூ ஃபைட் இன் த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட். ஃபஸ்ட் தோஷா கர்ம சந்யாசாத் மோக்ஷம் ந ஆகச்சதி, த கர்மத்யாகேன மோக்ஷா ந ஆகச்சதி ஆர் மோக்ஷம் ந ததாதீனர். இஸ் கிளியர் தி ஸ்லோகா? கர்மணாம் ந கர்மணாம் சமாரம்பாத் நைஷ்கர்மியம் புருஷா ந அஸ்னுதே சந்நியசனாத் ஏவ சித்திம் ந சமதி கச்சதி, ஈ கெனாட் அட்டைன் மோக்ஷா. நெக்ஸ்ட் தோஷா ஹி சேஸ், இஃப் எனிபடி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு கிவ் கர்மா, கிவ்ஸ் அப், தே வாண்ட் டு டூ ரினன்ஸ் கர்மா, எனி ஆக்ஷன், அது கொஞ்சம் பேர்டன்ஸமாக இருக்க, ரொம்ப கஷ்டமாக இருக்க பண்ணுறது, இது நான் பண்ண மாட்டேன்னு சொன்னால் அசல் தட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். அசல் கர்ம தியாகா இஸ் இம்பாசிபிள். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் ஹியர் இன் திஸ் செகண்ட் ஃபிஃப்த் ஸ்லோகா, த செகண்ட் ஆர்குமெண்ட். First one is what? Renunciation is not fruitful. First statement, argument is what? Renunciation is not fruitful. Even you renounce your family duties and grihastashrama, it will not give that fruit called moksha. So renunciation is not fruitful is the first argument. Second argument is renunciation of karma is not possible. This is the second argument. That we will, sloka we will read now.
நஹி கஸ்தி க்ஷணமபி ஜாது திஷ்டத்ய கர்ம க்ருதம் கார்யதே ஹ்யவஷஃ கர்மம் ஸர்வஃ ப்ரக்ருதி ஜைர்குணைஃ. கஷ்டித் க்ஷணமபி அகர்மக்ருத் ஜாதும் ந திஷ்டதி ந. கஷ்டித் ந, நோ ஒன், ந கஷ்டித் நோ ஒன் அகர்மக்ருத் க்ஷணம் அபி ஜாதும் ந திஷ்டதி ந. No one can ever remain, tishtati means ever remain, akarma krituna, without action. No one can ever remain without action. That means what? No one can stay or live without action. That action is inevitable, compulsory. Helplessly one has to do one's own duty. What he says, karyate, second line, avashaha sarvaha karma karyate avashaha. Everyone, sarvaha means everyone, all people, all ignorant people, sarvaha avashaha karma karyate, avashaha means helplessly, without their will. Forcefully, as though somebody is pushing to do, hey, இது பண்ணு அது பண்ணுன்னு சொன்ன மாதிரி ஓடி ஓடி பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கானே. People are doing their duties, no? ஏதோ somebody is pushing like they are doing their duties, you know. That is why helplessly, you know, forcibly, entitled to avashaha karyate, you know, they made to do actions. Forcibly they are made to action. Na pannanu nenakave illa swami nu ennamo pannite iruken na pannite iruken adha, that is what, it is not in your hands. Na nenakave illa swami, nee nenacha nadakkuma enna, nee nenakkada nadakkiradhu thane bhagavan kaiyila irukenu solrom ellame. That's what, something is beyond your hands, and purinjuko, gnapakam vechukona. That's why we hold on to the Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, there are many things happening which are not in my control also. You are the one who knows everything. So I am the witnesser of so many actions. Please give me strength and help to me, and so that I can handle the things here. That's why Ishvara's Sharanagati is very important. Karma Yogi is one who surrender to the Lord. That is called Sharanagati. Sharanagati Bhavana irundada Karma Yoga me panna mudiyum. Illena panna mudiyadu. And the bhakti irukkanum. Ishvaran mira or immense devotion is required. Surrender is required. Not just like that doing puja. Bhagavan, I accept him in my life. Ishvara, I accept in my life, and every moment I accept. In every action, in every thought, Ishvara is just, you know, coming into my mind. That person is a blessed person. If it is there, that person is free from oppression, depression, suppressions. Bhagavane irunda hridayathula ukkarandittana avanukku eppadi oppression, suppression, depression varum sollunga. Worth chances illa. The day, the moment I forget Bhagavan, nanda pandran ahankaram vandhadu ninchukongale, and the moment podum. Finish. Finish and then problem an artham. Sokam. Problems will problem vandhadu. Therefore, remember the Lord. Avashaha karma karute. How they are doing helplessly? Because of what they are doing? Why that? What is that principle making the person to do action helplessly? Prakriti hi jaihi gunaihi annar. That is the swabhava annar. Because of their swabhava, they are bound to do actions. They are forced to do action. What is that swabhava? Sattva rajastamo guna. That swabhava which is born out of sattva guna, rajoguna, tamo guna. In the mood gunam. Pinnal podram illiyo? Mood. இப்படி 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 யாரும் பின்னல் போடுறதே இல்லை, அதனால சொல்லுறது கூட கஷ்டம். பின்னல் போடும்போது மூடு பாய் இருக்கும், ஒன்று ரெண்டு மூடு அப்படியே வந்துன்னு இருக்கும். சத்வகுணா ரஜோகுணா தமோகுணா, சத்வகுணா ரஜோகுணா தமோகுணா. அவர் ஸ்வபாவ, வி ஆர் பார்ன் வித் அவர் ஸ்வபாவ. மதர் கிவ்ஸ் பர்த் டு ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி, மதர் கேன் நெவர் கிவ் பர்த் டு தீஸ் த்ரீ குணாஸ். எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஹவ் கம் அலாங் வித் த்ரீ குணாஸ் ஃப்ரம் மெனி ஜென்மாஸ். That's why mother can never understand the liking, the swabhava of the child. எனக்கு இது பிடிக்காது, அது பிடிக்காது, ஏன் பிடிக்காது, பிடிக்காது அவ்வளோதான், ஏன் பிடிக்காது என்ன? Husband is having his own swabhava, mother is having her own swabhava, everyone is having their own swabhava. What about myself? I am also. Why I have to leave myself? Every one of us also have to see, I have my own swabhava, my own nature. What is that swabhava? Which you cannot change. That is called swabhava, swasya, na, ennude own swabhava, my own nature, na. That nature no one can change. That is called swabhava, Arjuna. So everyone is bound to do actions helplessly. No one can remain without action. Even a moment, chanamapi, ennar. Breathing is going on or not? Breathing is going on. When you are sitting in the class and you are not doing anything, just to see, blinking is going on or not? Pasi edikiradha illaya ipo? Time aayidhu swami, pasikiradha enna? Digestion is going on. Respiratory system is work functioning. Circulatory system is functioning. Excretory system is internally functioning. Later it, you know, discharge its duties. You know. Entana systems functioning in the body. You know. Who can stay without action? Tell me. Heart is functioning. Are you actionless now? Never. It's not possible. This is the second argument. What? Without action, no one can stay even a moment. Therefore, renouncing karma or renunciation of karma is not possible, is the second argument. What is the third argument? That Lord Krishna gives two more arguments and gives conclusion. Later he gives elaborate explanation of karma yoga, a beautiful topic. Miss aha kudad. In the karma yoga, it is a boon to understand. If I understand, it is a varam, karma yoga. My life, total life can change. Total perspective of my life will change. That change in my perspective change or perception towards my life will bring transformation in my thoughts, in my future life. That guides my life. So my karma yoga attitude determines my future life. Therefore, Lord Krishna starts with karma yoga. This is the chapter where Lord Krishna is elaborately explaining Bhagavad Gita. Second chapter is only a starting introduction. Third chapter onwards only exact teaching comes. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.